The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory.
Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to the heavens? You will go down to the netherworld. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained and repented until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
It is a very interesting Gospel reading here from the book of Matthew, about the woes of Jesus. John Navone, this Jesuit theologian, has a book called Triumph Through Failure, which interestingly was a favorite book of Pope Francis. And in this, he treats at length an understanding of Jesus that in the human context, if you judge Jesus' life merely by a human context, you will probably think that Jesus was a failure in the human measurements. He weeps, in the Gospel of Luke, he weeps over Jerusalem because he failed to convert his own people. Remember when he was sending out his first disciples, he said, "Go first to the house of Israel. Don't go to foreigners. Go to the people of Israel. They will be the first conversions we will have." And of course, the first followers of Jesus were all Jewish people. I mean, the 12 were Jewish, possible exception of Judas. That's another discussion. But so his followers were Jewish, were Hebrew people. And now he is pronouncing woes on some of his favorite places, like his hometown. His adopted hometown was Capernaum after he left Nazareth. And he said, if the miracles done in Tyre and Sidon were Phoenicians, they were foreigners in present-day Lebanon, they're on the Mediterranean coast. Still, the remnants are still there of Tyre and Sidon. They were considered cities of sin. Sodom and Gomorrah, of course, were the Old Testament symbols of sin and alienation from God. And if the miracles done in your midst had been done in these places, they would have repented. So it's a statement of tragedy that whatever happened in your life, if you could only know and see and be grateful for the miracles in your life, you would be converted. How do we translate this into the present day today? We have lots and lots of novenas for petitions. Seldom enough do we have novenas for gratitude. Look at your life. Count the blessings of your life. Count the measures in which God has forgiven you. When you're tempted to judge another person, remember your own sins. And remember how much God has forgiven you. When you talk about needing something, but before you pray for the needs, pray in gratitude for the blessings. So that woe to you, because the miracles done in other places, in your midst, we have miracles. We should be converted. If the miracles done in our lives, the blessings and the faith which we have, if this faith was given to other people, they would have converted many times. So it calls us to take this gospel and wrap it into the manner in which we live this day. Count the blessings. Count the opportunities we have to forgive people, to include people, to speak well of people, to say, because the miracles done in our lives cause us to be repentant, to change something, to bless somebody we have overlooked, to include somebody excluded, whatever it is. That's the teaching of this gospel. When you first read it, it seems like it's not a typical language of Jesus. But if you go back into the time of Matthew, when this was shaped, you had a church under persecution, you had a church that was heavily burdened, and said, don't concentrate so much on your burdens. Count your blessings, and you will read the text of life in a totally different way. Amen. We pause now for a moment of silent prayer.